St. Louis Cardinal and Chicago Cub fans have a great rivalry that intensified during the offseason after the Cubs signed Jason Hayward and John Lackey away from the Cardinals. Yet while St. Louis fans may feel betrayed as their Redbirds begin spring training, there are numerous players, including Hall of Famers, who wore the uniforms of both teams long before Hayward and Lackey decided to switch from Cardinal Red to Cubs Blue. The great Grover Cleveland Alexander, for example, pitched for nearly a decade with the Cubs before joining the Cardinals in 1926 and saving their first World Series championship. The legendary Dizzy Dean, after spending seven seasons with the Cardinals, was traded to the Cubs and pitched for Chicago in the 1938 World Series. Tony La Russa may be best known for his years as a Cardinals manager, but his last appearance in the major leagues came on opening day, April 6, 1973, when, as a member of the Cubs, he was used as a pinch runner in the bottom of the ninth for Ron Santo and came around to score the winning run. La Russa and Santo, who also wore White Sox uniforms in their careers, are now teammates in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Joe Garagiola also made it to the Hall of Fame after wearing both a Cardinals and a Cubs uniform. Unlike his childhood pal Yogi Berra, he didn't get in because of his ball-playing skills, though Garagiola did have a Hall of Fame start in his rookie season. At the age of 20, he became the Cardinals' starting catcher and was one of the heroes of the team's dramatic 1946 World Series win over the Boston Red Sox. The following year, however, he was injured, and after four injury-plagued seasons as a backup catcher, he was traded in 1951 to the Pittsburgh Pirates, the worst team in baseball at that time. In 1953, the worst team in baseball traded him to the second-worst team in baseball, the Chicago Cubs. With his playing career floundering, Joe Garagiola got the break of his life when Harry Carey invited him to join the Cardinals broadcast team, which also included Jack Buck. Garagiola eventually went on to national fame as a broadcaster and television personality and was honored by the Hall of Fame in 1991 for his broadcasting accomplishments. Carey, after being fired by the Cardinals, went on to become a broadcasting icon with the rival Cubs. Among all the Hall of Famers who played for the Cubs and Cardinals during their careers, Lou Brock stands out because of the lopsided trade in 1964 that sent him from Chicago to baseball fame in St. Louis, but the Brock trade had nothing on the experience Hall of Fame pitcher Burley Grimes went through with the Cubs and the Cards. Known as the last of the legal spitball pitchers, Grimes, who also had a reputation as a hard drinker, started two games for the Cardinals in both the 1930 and 1931 World Series, then was traded to the Cubs. After pitching for the Cubs in the 1932 World Series, Grimes was released, only to be signed again by the Cardinals. Grimes pitched for the Cardinals in 1933, but was released in mid-season 1934. The Cardinals, led by Dizzy Dean and his Gas House Gang, went on to win the 1934 World Series. Had the Cardinals kept Grimes in 1934, he would have had the opportunity to pitch in his fourth World Series in 5 years of bouncing back and forth between the Cards and the Cubs. My wife Anita asked me how I react when free agent players from my Pittsburgh Pirates sign with other teams. I told her it's about the same way that I reacted in our freshman year in college when I was vice president of our class and Anita dumped me for the class president. After Anita declared herself a free agent and signed up with another boyfriend, I refused to acknowledge her existence until our junior year, when it dawned on me that the best way to get back at Anita was to convince her to marry me. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.